right, we'll go on to agenda item number 9. Report and possible discussion on investment officer report for the second quarter of fiscal year 2013. John Hall.
As I mention each time, this is a report that is required under the Public Funds Investment Act, which of course is a part of state law that we are under, that we provide this. You have the detail of all of our investment, our entire portfolio, and all the investments we have, the vast majority of which continue to be in certificates of deposit, which are collateralized either through letters of credit or underlying treasury securities with the various banks that we have them with. You can see that our book value has gone down just a little bit. And this is all funds. This is not just unrestricted. That's why this number is so much higher. You saw a minute ago on the slide before, I didn't point, it was $67 million at the end of February. That's our unrestricted money. This includes restricted funds and bond proceeds and things like that. So that's why it's up near $100 million. And you can see it went down a little bit, which again is consistent with this time of year. We tend to collect early in the year, first quarter, then we tend to spend down over the year because most of our revenue comes in the early part of the year, the way our contracts are set up. Unfortunately, the rest of the story is that the yield to maturity continues to go down. We're working as hard as we can when we have CDs mature to reinvest them, but rates continue to just get lower. We have not hit the bottom yet. I mean, I would have, every time we go out for rates, our rates are lower. Our CD that we get from banks, and we go out to about 20 or 25 different banks when we have $1 million, $2 million, $5 million of the maturities of CDs. And we'll get bids out of 25 requests, we might get 5 of them to even give us a bid. And the rates, like for instance, we just took a $2 million CD just recently with Comerica Bank that was 52 basis points for 2 years. That was the best. But we had another bid that was 50 basis points, two basis points behind it. So it's competitive. I mean, they're similar, but that's 52 base, half of 1% for 2 year CD. So it's hard to sign up for that, but that's the reality of, you know, what you're getting. So anyway, we actually have with our banking with BBVA Compass, who is our depository bank, we actually have a liquidity savings account with them, which gets us almost 40 basis points that. Because they give us 20 basis points over LIBOR. LIBOR still is around 20 basis points, so we get about 40 basis points on that. So we're trying to get every basis point we can get, but it's a pretty depressing situation. Yes.
You said most of it is collateralized with CDs. Can you elaborate on that?
The CDs are backed up, if you will. Of course, the CD is only as good as the bank that's holding the CD. So they collateralize it with one of two things. Either letters of credit, which a lot of it's now collateralized with a letter of credit from, in this case, the Federal Home Loan Bank, or the two, either that of Dallas or that of Atlanta, are the things. And so they stand behind it and say, if this bank goes down, we'll step in and pay for your CD as well as the interest on it. And then in some cases, they will actually pledge securities. They'll pledge government securities, which are also, as long as the federal government continues to renew their securities, they're safest investments out there. So that's how we know we'll at least get a principal interest thing. Any further questions?
I would make one comment about our pledging. Under the Texas Public Funds Act, any bank, any federally insured institution is supposed to, by law, make sure that our funds stay secure above and beyond the FDIC insurance. So, but the letters of credit are a new thing. Let me say that this has been a little problem with the banks having, banks don't even want public funds today because there's no margin for one, and then you have to turn around and go buy a bond that's lower than 52 basis points on a 2 year. And so there's not any incentive to make any money with it. It's a real dilemma. But we want to be real careful with these Federal Home Loan Banks, and we invest a lot in Federal Home Loan Bank, but we still have to do our due diligence all the way through. It's the difference between Federal Home Loan Bank, Atlanta, and Dallas. Now, they're all supposedly now tied together, but Chicago went through some problems recently, and it kind of stirred up the system. The Federal Home Loan Bank is not
a direct credit.
is not a direct treasury, and it says on their financial statement on page one, this is not a government guaranteed deal. But it is a very big bank, they handle billions, a lot of monies, and certainly it's the go-to.
Absolutely. We've looked at that and continue to work with we have an investment advisor we talk with that does this for a lot of other public entities, and you're exactly right. We're always making sure that their process, and I've talked to Federal Home Loan Bank, and it appears like the way, and this is also our consultant has told us that it's actually a quicker way. If you were to have a default, it's actually faster to get your money through that, through a letter of credit, than it actually would be with the securities.
To try to go, so you
gotta go through and sell them all that. But in any case, you're right. We're certainly. Any other questions?